Hello there. Sorry I missed a podcast last week. This year is going to be very busy for me, busier than usual. So I may at times miss a week here and there of podcast, but don't worry, if I miss a week or even two, I'll come back, okay? And I will try my best to keep my every week podcast schedule. So today I want to discuss this very, very clear quote from Neville. Because if you only understand this once and for all, and apply it, of course, not just hearing it or reading it, but truly applying it, things will change for you. Whatever it is that you want to change, whatever it is that you want to acquire or experience in this life, you will be. So here is what Neville says. The importance of objectively observing your thoughts cannot be stressed enough. It is easy to slip into thought patterns that can hinder us in achieving our desires. It then becomes easy to blame others or attribute our frustrations to second causes. The reason I chose to read this today is because I see this all the time. I see most of my clients, at least at the beginning, right, blaming other people, blaming other things, blaming fate, blaming whatever it is that they're blaming outside of them, when really, if they only observe their thoughts, as Neville encourages us here, they would see that they are the cause of what they are saying that they don't want. So if this is you, observe your thoughts truthfully, honestly, without any excuses, and you will see who is the cause of what you are blaming. So if, for example, you have experienced something for many, many years, maybe for almost as long as you can remember, for your whole adult life, you've experienced something. So for example, a more specific example, you've experienced negativity in relationships, whatever that negativity is. But then you may not pay attention to your thoughts. You may not pay attention to what you keep on thinking and believing, which is that very negativity when it comes to relationship. So yes, you get help, you get a coach, you read Neville, whatever you do, and you try, right? This awful word, trying. To me, there's no such thing as trying. We are doing or we are not doing, right? So you're trying for, I don't know, for a week, for 2 weeks, for even a month. You're trying to change your thoughts. But then you go back into looking at the mirror, at the 3D world, and say, you see, it doesn't work. I still experience this, I still experience that. But the thing is, you haven't even given it time to change. 3D is kind of slow. And yes, here I'm referring to the construct that we have created with our human brain, which is linear time, but which still is an illusion. So I know it can be confusing, but bear with me. And a thought pattern that's been existing forever, for almost as long as you are alive, it's going to take a little bit more than a few weeks or a month or so to change. For some people, it will be very quick. I know that for a fact, right? But for some of you, it may take a little longer because somehow you've been more attached to the old self in your particular case, whatever the reason is. So that's when you have to exercise a little bit of faith that there is no way around it. If you keep on thinking and believing something different. And it starts with a decision, as I have said many, many times. If you decide from now, no matter what I see and no matter how long I may see it, I will start thinking differently. I will change my thinking pattern. I will identify with my new self, regardless of how long my old self is still echoing in my physical experience. If you do that, eventually, because you are the cause and there's only one cause and it's you, your physical experience is bound to change. You know, even the belief that nothing changes is a lie. Anyhow, everything changes all the time. You have changed, even if you think you haven't changed. You're not 2 years old anymore. You're not 10 years old anymore. Therefore, you must have changed, haven't you? The belief that things stay the same is the biggest illusion. Everything changes all the time. Every minute of the day, things are changing. So stop believing this big lie that things don't change for you. They change all the time, and they always have. But if you haven't seen so far any change, it's only because somehow you are still identifying with the old self. And a popular snare out there, so to speak, it's when you are counting time and thinking, okay, I'm doing this for a week, I'm doing this for 2 weeks, I'm doing this for 3 weeks, I'm doing this for 2 months. You're counting time and you keep on looking and looking and looking. Is it here now? Is it here now? Is it here now? And when you observe that it isn't here yet, boom, what do? You go back to the old thinking pattern. Well, you see, I've never been lucky in relationship, and things will never change for me. You go back to that, and therefore, what do? Well, you expand that again some more in your physical experience. Remember another quote from Neville that says this: thoughts do not recede into the past, rather, they advance into the future to confront us so that we may see that which we have planted, either wisely or unwisely. So you must stop planting the seeds that you do not want to reap, because you are bound to reap what you sow. As I've said in a recent video of mine, and I encourage you, if you're listening to this podcast, to check me out on YouTube. I do on-camera videos now, for those who don't know it yet. If it speaks better to you, if you see me talking to you than hearing what I'm saying, I reminded you in one of my latest videos that you cannot expect to reap another kind of fruit from the kind of seed that you have planted. This is even said in scriptures, right? You are bound to reap the kind of fruit that you have sown. If I plant carrot seeds, I cannot expect to get apple trees and eventually apples. I will get carrots, right? If you plant anything that you do not want, even if it's because you are reacting, saying, well, I've been doing the work for 3 weeks, 3 months, whatever, and it's still not showing, you are reverting, right? You are, again, planting the seed that you do not want to grow, that you do not want to reap. So you need to understand this once and for all. When you do the inner work, when you start identifying with your new self from within, you must do two things. You must, number one, stop counting time. It's only an illusion. It really is. If you're not convinced of that, read some scientific articles that talk about that. So stop counting time, number one. And number two, stop reacting to what you see in the 3D. If you are still seeing whatever you do not want to see, keep on planting and keep on watering the new seed that you want to grow. And by law, it is bound to show up at some point. Most likely when you are expecting it the least. Thank you for listening. And as you know, I really appreciate you.